We talked to Wolfgang Halbig about a month ago. He's the former state police officer and a school safety expert and one of the top in the nation. And he just says, hands down, Sandy Hook is an inside job. So that is coming up. And then part of the George Galloway interview, it was excellent, a member of the parliament from England, from the Respect Party. We're going to round things out with that. And then I will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow live. But first off, here is a report that Leanne McAdoo filed about more of the mysterious deaths of people that speak out about the Illuminati and all sorts of other sickening things that are going on. Truth is truly stranger than fiction. I hope you're having a great Easter. God bless you all. Here is Leanne McAdoo from the front lines of the InfoWar for InfoWars Nightly News.
Peaches Geldof, the Paris Hilton of the UK, was found dead at the age of 25 of unexplained and sudden causes. There was no suicide note, no hard drugs on the scene, and autopsy reports so far inconclusive, awaiting toxicology reports. But was Peaches Geldof targeted for exposing pedophilia or something more sinister? Last year, Geldof tweeted the names of two crazed groupies who allegedly agreed to let singer Ian Watkins of the group Lost Prophets sexually abuse their children. Watkins pled guilty to 13 counts of child sexual assault, including two counts of attempting to rape a baby. Geldof, who is a reformed wild child and mother of two, insisted that these monster moms be named because the press refused. She sent out a tweet revealing the names of the mothers and then promptly deleted it after she was informed that she might be investigated by police for inadvertently identifying the child victims involved, a crime in the UK. But was Peaches ready to reveal more? She's not the first person to die under mysterious circumstances after exposing pedophilia. BBC presenter Jimmy Savile died before he could pay for his crimes as part of an organized elite pedophile ring linked to the UK government, the BBC, and the royal family. A theory following the death of Princess Diana was that she had knowledge of the powerful VIP pedophile ring and was about to blow the lid on what she knew. There's the still unsolved case of BBC investigative journalist Jill Dando, who was shot point blank outside of her home. It's rumored that she may have uncovered the VIP pedophile ring operating within the BBC and was about to expose it. There's also the mysterious death of Georgia State Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband, immediately dubbed a murder-suicide by the media. Nancy was actively exposing corruption within the Department of Family and Child Services, including actions by the DFCS director in the county where she lived, specifically in Georgia. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer had found during the last few years that DFCS housed children in a foster home with a known pedophile who molested the children. Habersham County failed to remove six children from a home where they are being abused and tortured. And Georgia also turned two girls over to a California father who had a pornographic video business. Schaefer made it clear that organizations procure their underage victims by making children wards of the state, such as convicted pedophile Jerry Sandusky's nonprofit, The Second Mile. But there's another curious twist linking Peaches to occult groups that perform ritualistic child abuse. Peaches was very interested in ghosts and the occult, and recently snapped a selfie that she claimed revealed the ghostly hand of a woman who had died in her home. Her death comes about a year after publicly announcing her initiation into the occult secret society Ordo Templi Orientis. On March 11, 2013, Peaches uploaded this photo to Instagram. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
You do not talk about Fight Club.
Geldof's Instagram snap caused a surge of interest for the secret society. It's based on Aleister Crowley's Thelema. The OTO revolves around the concept of sex magic to attain spiritual illumination. The OTO considers itself to be the true heir of the Knights Templar and the Bavarian Illuminati. Crowley's text also contains several thinly veiled allusions to human ritual sacrifice to attain magical potency. Crowley's motto, "Do what thou wilt," has even influenced Illuminati puppet Jay-Z, who has repeatedly appropriated Crowley's quotations, including wearing this t-shirt emblazoned with the words. Aleister Crowley, once dubbed the wickedest man in the world, reveled in sadomasochistic sex rituals and the use of hard drugs. These are the same fertility rituals and creepy child sacrifice themes we've seen before at the Rothschild's masquerade. Geldof defended Crowley on her social media accounts, calling him a beautiful writer and thinker, and posting photos of her bookshelves stacked with volumes of Crowley's work. We may never know if Peaches Geldof was murdered for revealing too much or if she was offered up as a human sacrifice, but either way, she died at a very young age under mysterious circumstances and under the spell of an elite secret society.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're the Renegades of the Atomic Age. Wolfgang W. Halbig is our guest for the balance of the hour. I appreciate him coming on. He's been on the nightly news. He could not have a more extensive background, tailor-made to investigate what really happened in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, that was used and is being used to try to create a mass guilt to be projected on the American people and make us collective killers of the children that reportedly died there. They bulldozed the site. They've declared national security and state security on all the details. I believe people died there from my research, but clearly the official story is not true, and there were people given scripts to put out official lines. And we now know that Bloomberg was activated days before saying prepare the social networks for a mass shooting. So we see a lot of preparation here. This could bring them down because I've never seen the American people reject something like this. Wolfgang W. Halbig, I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he was, of course, a Florida state trooper in Miami, Florida, and a United States custom inspector. And, of course, after that, he was the executive director of the National Institute of School and Workplace Safety. Wolfgang Halbig has recently formed a new safety and security company, WK & Associates. Previously, he worked in public education as a teacher, dean, assistant principal, director of alternative school, and the director of school safety and security of the Seminole County Public Schools, huge area, a public school district of 65,000 students. And again, he was also before that law enforcement experiences as state trooper and then customs inspector. As a result of his unique background in both law enforcement education, Mr. Halbig has been invited to provide presentations and keynotes to a variety of audiences. And I'm not going to go over all this, but he advises police across the country. He's very well respected, very well known. It's at the top of his field. He's been threatened, and he's the guy in there. He's the good cop you're looking for. The real guy, like in V for Vendetta, that is good and can't be intimidated. And believe me, he needs to be prayed for, folks, because I don't know exactly what went on. I just know as an investigator, a lay investigator, that the official story is not true, so we're being lied to. But Wolfgang, thank you for coming on, Mr. Halbig. Just give us the basics of a preview of what you think's really going on here and the cover-up, and then break down what we know when we come back.
Well, I think Homeland Security and FEMA has probably pulled off one of the best illusions on all of the American people. I've never seen it. I bet you that they had it in planning for over 3 years. And, you know, I just have 16 simple questions and hope that we talk about today. But, Alex, they won't respond. They don't return phone calls. They don't respond to FOIA requests. And, you know, until they prove or answer those 16 questions, I don't think children died at Sandy Hook. And I hope we have that great discussion, you know, as we come back.
Well, I mean, it's starting to lean that direction. It's just the boldness of a total hoax. But we've got green screens. We've got people clearly being actors. We've got I tell you, they really are sloppy. That's all I can say.
Well, somebody needs to win the Oscar. here, because I tell you what, they have split families across this country. We have some family members believing it happened. We have the other half the family members believing, you know, it was a hoax. I mean, they have divided this country. And the one thing I've learned about government, being an American government teacher and history teacher, you divide this country and they conquer it. I think the government's trying to conquer this country. And that's not the America that I grew up in, Alex.
Well, undoubtedly, that is it. The globalists run the government, and they are conquering it, and they admit they're involved in divide and conquer.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's time for us as Americans to come together. And this is the greatest opportunity. Sandy Hook, if we can show that this thing was an illusion, the dominoes will fall, and a lot of people need to go to jail, Alex.
Now briefly, how have you been threatened?
Well, you know, it's ironic, for over 10 months, I mean, when Sandy Hook unfolded, I went into shock. I'm a national school safety consultant. I'm sitting there and watching television, breaking news, children shot, teachers shot and killed. I mean, it took me a week to figure it out. I'm going, whoa, I'm a FEMA trainer. I teach incident command. I train people how we're supposed to respond. That's not what we're supposed to do. And I can't believe they're telling me that if I don't stop asking questions about the Sandy Hook school shooting, that the Connecticut State Police were going to come down and charge me with felony harassment. Now, all I've done is use the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. And you know what? That's the first thing we learn as a citizen, is you got to be able to ask questions. And, you know, the questions that we're going to talk about here are so simple, they do not hurt any of the parents. They do not hurt.
Sure. Describe what happened. Describe what they said to you.
Well, they came to me, and first of all, they did what you did. They went over, they had my whole background, my whole history of my life, where I went to high school, where I played football at Abilene Christian College. They knew me about being a state trooper, customs agent. They thanked me for my service to my country, and then they said, you need to stop asking questions, or they're going to come down from Connecticut, and they're going to arrest you. And I said, for what? For asking Freedom of Information requests? I mean, they need to go to jail for not responding. And then they told me I need to hire an attorney, you know. And I'm sitting there going, I said, well, you guys need to call them up and tell them I'm not going to stop asking questions. That's one of the things I believe in. And you know what? The question, the first one is, who would have directed the New Haven FBI field offices to classify the Sandy Hook school shooting? Alex, that's never heard of. Columbine, Virginia Tech, Jonesboro, Paducah, you name it. The FBI has never, ever classified a school shooting. Why would they do that? And then when I called the New Haven field offices, I wanted to make sure my information was correct. This lady, FBI agent, you know, I asked her, how do I get this information? She says, you're never going to see it in your lifetime. It's been classified, and the public will not see it. And I think everybody who's listening to your show today ought to pick up the phone, call their congressman, their U.S. senator, and demand, and I mean demand, a copy of that report. Because we, as Americans, we have a right to know, especially when they're using children and teachers as a ploy to scare the living hell out of us, Alex. And the next question is really simple. I want to know who the incident commander was. I mean, one of the things Homeland Security and FEMA has shut down every school district, private and parochial, that when you have a mass casualty event, you have got to have an incident commander. And you know what? They won't tell me who was in charge on that day. Now, that tells me a serious problem, because that incident commander was in charge of requesting trauma helicopters. I'm 67 years old. I've never, ever seen a school shooting where we don't get the quickest and the fastest medical help, and there's nothing like the trauma helicopter. They got the best experience, best paramedics. They got the tools that they need. Why would you not order trauma helicopters for those children?
We have the videos of them, the same kids going in circles in and out of the building, unmistaken drill, and then they just tell them they were all shot. I mean, keep going.
Well, Alex, I mean, for anyone to understand what you and I today are talking about, I got your listeners need to pretend that they have a child in that school on December 14th, 2012. Please, listeners, pretend that you have a first grader, a little girl, a little boy, your love of your life, and they don't order trauma helicopters knowing they may be seriously shot, clinging to life. And then, why would they not let the paramedics and the medical attention.
So they overrode the default. They overrode the default settings.
Oh, can you? Well, think about it. You're the incident commander. Once the school is deemed safe, you get all the medical help that you can inside the school. Because guess what? We don't know if they're dead or not. Then we find out that within 8 minutes of the first shot supposedly being fired, Alex, they're all declared dead. We have 18 children and 6 school staff members declared legally dead within 8 minutes. That's unheard of. And by Connecticut law, only a doctor can declare them legally dead. So who did that? They won't respond to my questions. So, you know, I keep doing this day in and day out. No phone calls, no response.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a nationally recognized school safety and security expert and consultant. He's provided safety training and school assessments for more than 8,000 school districts. He has been the head of one of the biggest school districts in the country's safety. And I'm not going to just go over all of his credits on Dateline NBC, Good Morning America, long career as a state police officer in Miami, Florida. If you're just joining us, then in customs, and then he got into being an educator and then security. And he's looking at it and dissecting it like everybody else did. I mean, folks, we've got video of Anderson Cooper with clear blue screen out there. He's not there in the town square. We've got people clearly coming up and laughing and then doing the fake crying. We've clearly got people where it's actors playing different parts of different people. The building bulldoze, covering up everything. Adam Lanza trying to get guns five times, we're told. The witnesses, you know, not saying it was him. People out in the woods. But we've got the investigator here, Wolfgang W. Halbig. I'm going to give you the floor, sir. Go over your 16 points, the problems, the issues, and break down what you believe is a total hoax. But you're the expert. Break it down for us.
You know, I've been doing this. I've traveled the country from one state to another. I've been in school shooting events. I've been there. I get hired as an expert witness after the fact when I was an assistant principal. Yeah, I've seen a student shot in our school. And you know what I learned, Alex? When you hear shots fired in your high school, those parents will come at you with every ounce of energy. They are ready to tear down the fence to get to their child. At Sandy Hook, as you said, guess what they're doing? They're going in circle. I didn't see any parents have any sense of urgency to go get their child. And then you read about this guy. There's a guy in the woods. He was supposed to come build gingerbread houses. He's running away from the school, knowing that shots are fired. If I was that father, Alex, I'd be running into the school, not away from the school. It just does not make sense. And then, you know, this is a simple request because I did this at Columbine. You know, Columbine, we had 14 students shot and killed, 23 seriously injured. We had a great teacher by the name of Dave Sanders that was shot and killed trying to save kids. And one thing that I learned about 3 days, 4 days later, I saw how they contracted a certified environmental company to come in to clean up all of the biohazards. Alex, there was blood in the media center everywhere, brain matter, skull fragments. The carpet were stained with blood. I mean, windows were shot out, broken out. The police department, you know, they fired over 354 rounds inside the school while kids were still in there. But what I got to see is how they clean up and sanitize and decontaminate. You know, nobody will tell me who did that at Sandy Hook. I mean, Sandy Hook had three crime areas, room 8, room 10, and room 9. Yep, they shot out the window. But nobody will tell me who the company is that the Newtown Public Schools contracted with to come in to sanitize and decontaminate. Why is that a secret? It's something that you should be doing by law.
Continuing with the 16 points.
This is the one that gets my attention. Newtown Police has a lieutenant, and he's working in off-duty detail at a construction site less than 2 miles from the Sandy Hook Elementary School when they hear shots fired. Now, you would assume somebody who's in management, law enforcement management, would automatically break away from his duty and respond to the school. Alex, that man stays at his off-duty job for over 4 hours, and then he responds. But what people don't know, I read the police report, there was another female officer, and she left the duty side to go to the shooting. Now, why would he not go? I mean, there are just so many questions, and I think they're coming at me, not just one time, because they send another two police officers, you know, a couple of weeks later. They want me to stop asking these questions. Why? We're going to find out when we go up to Newtown. But why would a lieutenant not leave his duty? Another one is that Newtown Public Schools, the Sandy Hook Elementary School, Alex, had the highest level of lead. know, each school year of any hazardous materials that reside within the school, because we don't want the children to have lifelong, you know, health issues.
And there's a total cover-up of that, and then they bulldoze the school now. They will not release any of the photos, any of the transcripts. There's clearly a massive cover-up here. Your best guesstimation of this is what, a drill, which they told the world was a real shooting? I mean, we know this was their push to get the guns. I mean, we know that's the motive. We know they staged other stuff. But, I mean, I tell you, this is just so bold.
Well, I hope at the end of the day that we find the truth about Sandy Hook. And I'm going to tell you what, Anderson Cooper, CNN, and every one of those major networks, boy, I'm going to tell you what, they need to apologize to the American people. Because, Alex, I'm telling you, I'm a naturalized U.S. citizen, and I pray to God that I'm wrong. I mean, my wife is so mad at me for doing what I'm doing today. I mean, it's almost costing me a marriage. But I'll tell you what, if I am wrong, I'm willing to tear up my naturalization papers. Because I've embarrassed America, and all those people that believe in me right now, I wouldn't want to be an American if I lied to them or accusing America of fraud. We're going to go to Newtown. We're going to get people to raise their right hand. We're going to file class action lawsuits, and the government is not expecting us to do that. But until we get them to raise their right hand, nothing's ever going to happen. We're going to talk about it forever and ever, but we need to go. We need to hold them accountable, and people need to go to jail.
I understand you see lies. You've got to tell the truth, even though it's hard. But in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man. But in the end, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, as Mark Twain said, to paraphrase.
Well, let me leave you with this one. And remember, I said, parents, visualize that your child in there. I couldn't believe that within 3 hours of the first shots fired, with everybody responding, the incident commander is ordering porta potties. I mean, think about this. They're ordering porta potties for Sandy Hook Elementary School. It took me a week to figure it out. I called the porta potty company, and I talked to the lady, and I said, who ordered it? When were they ordered? Well, we're not allowed to give out that information. We're directed by the police not to respond to those questions.
And let me stop you. What about them bringing the kids back into the crime scene?
Oh, absolutely. Why would they ever do that? You know, and but the big thing, Alex, here with the porta potty, there is somebody at the command center that morning who's thinking about porta potties, but he's not ordering the trauma helicopters. He's not letting the paramedics in the evening.
No, it was a PR carnival.
And then they're ordering lunch. I mean, you can see the police vehicles. Who eats lunch when you have a mass casualty?
I would be vomiting and in the bathroom breaking down and crying.
Well, at least they got porta potties, so when they're eating their lunch during a massive killing, it just, you know what, it just angers me, and every American will get angry about this, and they need to.
By the way, I've seen car wrecks with dead people where I pulled over to help folks that wrecked, and I did vomit. I couldn't imagine having a six-year-old daughter seeing a bunch of dead 5- and 6-year-olds. I guarantee you, I wouldn't be eating lunch.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption, and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Well, we have George Galloway on with us for the next 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes or so. He is a British politician, writer, broadcaster, and Respect Party member of Parliament from Bradford West. And he is very well known for testifying before the U.S. Congress. He is very well known for exposing the Iraq War as a lie and a fraud before it happened. Then they, of course, murdered Dr. David Kelly to try to cover that up. He helped expose that. He's been pushing for Tony Blair and others to be held for war crimes, which they clearly have done by every yardstick. We've had members of the U.S. Senate look at it and say clearly it's a war crime. They fixed the intelligence. The White House memo, the Downing Street memos have all come out. We know. Prima facie, cookie, you know, jar, hand in the cookie jar, red-handed, we have them. George, thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Where would you like to start? There's so much to talk about.
Well, I think the most immediate crisis is the one now in the Ukraine, the Crimea, with Russia and the Cold War beginning to encroach upon our toes. My toes are feeling distinctly frosty with all the rhetoric, which takes us back to the 1970s, 1980s. And having had a period of honeymoon, Russia appears to be back as public enemy number one. And the hypocrisy that's being deployed would be laughable if it were not so serious. In Britain, for example, we have a government which in 1982 sailed 7,000 miles all the way to the South Atlantic to defend the rights of self-determination of 2,300 British settlers on what they call the Falkland Islands. They fought a devastating war in which many hundreds were killed, many more were maimed, and billions of pounds in treasure were burned in order to come to the aid of what we said were our compatriots, even though we planted them there in the first place. Equally, our government, if Spain were to have the temerity to just severely increase the traffic restrictions on traffic going from Spain to Gibraltar and vice versa, we'd be ready to go to war with Spain, because we say that the rock which is attached to Spain actually belongs to us. And yet the same government warns Russia of condign punishments to come because they intervened to safeguard their vital national interests, and millions of their compatriots, Russian nationals, Russian speakers, whose lives and property were very obviously at risk from a Western-sponsored and paid-for and logistically armed in every way coup d'etat in the neighboring country of Ukraine. I could go on, but I just will give one more example of the hypocrisy, or perhaps two. The Kosovo, which is a part of Serbia, declared itself unilaterally to be an independent state. And 110 countries in the world have recognized it, recognized this self-declared independence. And guess what? Both my country and yours are amongst the 110 countries that have recognized
it. And look at South Sudan. Exactly. Look at South Sudan.
Just one more. Permit me, yes, South Sudan, but permit me one more irony. John Kerry, with a solemn face, said that we can't have countries invading others and seizing territory on trumped-up pretext. And he didn't even have the grace to laugh. When just 11 years ago, exactly yesterday, Britain and the United States, in their shock and awe invasion and attack on Iraq, began a process which has murdered a million souls, destroyed Iraq, shattered it into pieces, and sent cascading around the world Islamist fundamentalist fanatic extremism all over the globe, all in the name of Britain and America arrogating to themselves the right to do whatever they please, irrespective of the decision of the United Nations or of anything called international law. You couldn't make it up, Alex.
Incredible the way George Galloway puts it. Total veritas. I agree with you 100%. And Ron Paul on the libertarian right came out and wrote articles and said exactly what you just said, almost word for word, because it is just the truth. Neither one of you is plagiarizing the other. It's just the truth. And they are calling him basically a KGB agent. Sir, continuing, is there a method to the madness in Syria, in Libya? Because, I mean, this looks like something the devil would do just try to wreck any stability. What's the game plan?
Well, I wish I knew. I shared a lift with William Hague, the British foreign minister, just a week or two ago. And I said to him, William, you've been wrong all of your life, but I've never known you to be actually insane. Yet the policy you're following in Syria is literally insane. You have inflated, financed, and armed Al-Qaeda in Syria on the principle that your enemy's enemy was your friend. Yet now you tell us that returning fanatics coming back from Syria, now that they're losing the war, are Britain's number one security concern. So you've made more dangerous the very people that you say are our number one national security threat. This has to be defined as insanity, doesn't it?
It is, and I've been following politics for decades, but never have seen something this surreal. Where is it going as the open mental illness, the fascist mental illness, just explodes and metastasizes?
Well, I'm now making a movie called The Killing of Tony Blair. It's not a snuff movie. It doesn't involve me killing Tony Blair, though that would probably be quite a popular movie. It's about the killings of Tony Blair, the killings carried out by Tony Blair, and the financial killing that he is making as a result of the other killings that he had been doing. And so I hope that we'll get him sacked as the Middle East peace envoy, the most grotesque appointment since Caligula appointed his horse as a proconsul of Rome. I hope that it will stop companies from hiring him. He's made more than £75 million, or $100 million, since leaving office, working for the tyrants and the companies that he so handsomely profited and benefited when he was in office. And I'm about to start making a movie to try and punish the American political class. It's called Where's Kenny Boy? It fastens on the criminal Kenneth Lay, who may or may not have died of a heart attack just before being sentenced for his crimes in the collapse of Enron, and may or may not be living on a 100,000-acre ranch owned by George Bush in Paraguay, cheek by jowl with the biggest American base in the region, just so people who want to look over the fence might be discouraged from doing so.
Oh, absolutely.
We're now crowdfunding for that movie.
George Galloway, we got to go to break.
It's called Where's Kenny Boy? And your viewers and listeners, I hope, will go to start, join, and support it.
Okay, George, stay there. We're going to come back from break, and we'll talk about the film, because I followed this, and I'm glad you're making it. I hope folks will support it, because clearly he staged his death 2 days before sentencing and has been seen down there at the Bush Ranch. I mean, they sheep-dipped him, folks. They stage deaths all the time. George Galloway's our guest. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the Info War at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
George Galloway, I've been ranting here. I want to give you the floor. Tell us about the film. You're a serious guy. Basically, everything you said about Iraq came true, more than anybody, even more than Ron Paul or myself. What you said came true like it was, you know, prophetic. So you're a serious guy. If you think Ken Lay's really still alive, we're investigating it. I think he is. The evidence is there. Tell us about your film, your crowdsourcing, and then let's move forward to the big picture, what else is happening in the world and where you see us going.
Thank you, Alex. There's no evidence that he's dead. And all the circumstantial evidence is that he's still alive. And he cheated the American justice system and allowed his family to remain in control and ownership of his millions, his estates, and so on, by mysteriously dying of a heart attack in Colorado just 3 days before being sentenced for then one of the biggest frauds in corporate history. It prefigured the crash of 2008, and indeed Kenneth Lay prefigures the kind of villains that walked across the stage during the crash of 2008. Kenneth Lay was George W. Bush. He was the sponsor, primary sponsor of the political class, not just in the Republican Party, but in the Democratic Party, too. And when Bush flew down to Florida to fight the recount, which made him president in the first place, he flew down in an Enron jet covered in Enron insignia. And then quickly, Enron collapsed. Billions of dollars were lost. He was convicted of a massive fraud 3 days before sentencing, and thus his family able to retain his millions. He was given permission to go to Colorado, where he died in the night of a heart attack, and then was promptly cremated. And nobody from the federal government, nobody from the FBI, nobody from the Justice Department actually saw his dead body before it was supposedly burned. And at his funeral, the entire American political class turned out to pay their respects to a man who had just been convicted of a gigantic super fraud of billions of dollars. Both the Bushes were there, but President Clinton was also there. President Carter was also there. What were they even doing at the funeral of a convicted criminal in this way? And of course, he went up in smoke. Or did he? Because conveniently at the same time, 100,000 acre ranch. Now, I know you're in Texas and everything's bigger in Texas, but for me, The idea that Bush owns a 100,000-acre ranch, that he bought it right next door to the American military base, and that you risk being shot for looking over the fence to see if you can spot Kenneth Lay, is all deeply suspicious. So I'm going to go to Paraguay.
Let's shift gears over into, if you're going to steal a million, why not steal a trillion? If you're going to lie a little and launch a whole war that kills a million people, according to Lancet, why not stage the death of one guy? Of course they did. The evidence is overwhelming. But let's get back into the other film you guys are crowdsourcing. And Kaiser better make these, because I know he's got the money to make them anyways. The point is people should support it, because I want to see these films, especially with you in them. What about Tony Blair? I mean, he clearly, with the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, well, you're the expert on it. I mean, we've got the evidence he's a war criminal. And if we can punish one of these criminals, even in the court of public opinion, it will stop them doing it next time.
Well, Alex, in the court of public opinion, Tony Blair is already tried and convicted. He's like that character in the movie Ghostwriter. He spends most of his time out of Britain because he can't walk down any street in Britain. Every time he sits down in a restaurant, somebody tries to perform a citizen's arrest upon him. And his Gauleiters and his lieutenants, who suffer similar fates. And so in public opinion, this man is destroyed in Britain because it's seen that he lied us into a war in which a million people perished and which cascaded this extremism around the world that we've been talking about. But companies keep hiring him, banks in particular, but oil companies and other corporate interests, to a fantastic tune. It's never been known in British politics before for a former prime minister to do other than retire to a country estate, sedately advise us from time to time on international...
It's a delayed payoff.
Yeah, but now we've got a situation where the new class of politicians are being told, if you play ball with the right interests, they'll look after you after your term of office is over. And that is just fatal for the political system.
I agree.
Because if you're legislating for banks and the military industrial complex and other commercial interests, in their interests, with a view to them hiring you when you're finished, how can the public expect good governance as a result?
Sure. So how does it all end? How does it all end? Because it's clearly the fruit is rotting now. They're getting away with everything. And historically, that causes megalomania. How does it end? I mean, you predicted how all the other stuff would go the last decade. Well, what's going to happen now?
I think it'll end okay, Alex. And that's where maybe you and I would part company at this point in this sense. Because I believe that the fruit is rotting, is falling off the trees, in the sense that people have absolutely no faith in the political class which governs them, and they're right not to do so.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
That does not yet have a form, a physical form of an alternative power, at least not in your country or mine. In many other parts of Europe, for example, an anti-political class is beginning to germinate, to continue your metaphor, and is bearing new fruit. Some of it I like, some of it I don't like, but it's all new power coming through because people have entirely lost faith in the old ways. And the old ways are no longer able to govern as they were. Otherwise, we'd now be at war with Syria and Iran and with Russia and China on the other side of that war. In the British Parliament, we stopped dead the juggernaut of war, which was about to take off and begin bombing Syria. Because we did so, President Obama was not able to take off and do the heavy lifting, the majority of the bombing. We stopped the war on Syria.
No, George, I agree with you.
In it, and Iran would be a belligerent, and goodness knows where that would have all ended up. We stopped that because the political class is now terrified of the public. In Britain, the politicians know that the public hate them, regard them as thieves who fill their own pockets with the public's money.
Sure.
And legislate for corporate interests, for vested interests, rather than in the interests of the people. And sooner or later, that will find its expression in new political parties new political personalities or radical changes in leadership and direction of the parties.
Well, let me add this, George. When I was in the UK last year to cover and protest Bilderberg, almost all the police, you name it, were telling us, hey, we're on your side. We hate the people in there. We know this is going on. We know there's a shadow government. And it was across the political spectrum. People were really angry in England. They're north of London and Watford. They're in the UK. So, no, we don't disagree. There's a huge awakening. But the political class is militarizing and racing to authoritarianism. And having the NSA and, your NSA spy on Parliament, spy on the Senate, to the point of, I mean, the battle's being joined is what I'm saying.
I agree with that. I'm just a little more confident than you. Perhaps I'm not. Forgive me if I'm wrong. That we will prevail. I don't believe we will go to authoritarianism. Fascism is not possible in the United States or the United Kingdom. I don't think the people would tolerate it. But that's not a fruit that falls off the tree. You have to shake the tree to make sure that people avoid that perilous fate. On that, definitely, we would agree. All that's required for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing.
That's right.
And we've got to make sure, and you're busy on that, so am I, we've got to make sure that the people do what's necessary to do to stop that fate.
Well, I want to get you back as soon as you go down there to try to cover his ranch and give us coverage. And GeorgeGalloway.com, RespectParty.org. I really appreciate you spending time with us, and you've really went up against a lot. You know, they tried to destroy you when you exposed the Iraq war, and we all admire courage. So thank you so much for your time, George Galloway.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Wow, that was a powerful interview, and that guy's got a lot of courage, folks. I mean, let me tell you, they were killing people over in the UK opposing the war. And he was getting threatened. They were trying to put him in jail and stuff. And so you can see what you want about George Galloway. He has got a lot of courage. And we appreciate him coming on the show. And I hope those movies get made. All right, I'm going to come back, take phone calls in the next segment, the one after that. I'm going to talk to Scott and Rod and Ed and Patrick and JD and others. Get ready with your comments straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. But everything Galloway said, you can...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.